Richard Becht is kindly with us. Richard has been the Warriors media manager for a long, long time, but not just that. He's written for, our prominent dailies. He's been with TVNZ. He's helped coordinate Puka Puka aplenty over the years. And today he's kindly joined us to just reflect on that first head out as we witness the Up the Wars, which isn't going away. In fact, it's going to be the catch cry for another year ahead too, I guess. Richard, thanks for joining us on the show again, brother. Tēnā koe.
Same to you, Dale. Great to be along and sort of rolling into another rugby league year. As you said, Up the Wars, it will be around. I think it's something that won't go away, to be honest, and I'm not saying I want it to go away. I just think it's going to be part of the furniture and the club's DNA, call it what you will. I think it's a lot better than having Warriors. I heard the PA guy do it yesterday, do a Warriors.
I heard it as well.
The crowd started up a more animated Warriors or whatever. That was better.
It was going off, actually, in Christchurch. It was neat to hear, but, it's a marketer's dream. What's interesting about Up the Wars, it came off the street into the fold rather than from some ad agency into the mix. Hey, Richard, it's like the fans generated the saying themselves.
And that's the way it should be. I mean, that's the way it is in the game that we know the best for crowd involvement, chance, some inappropriate, shall we say, in fact, many, is football, and particularly English football. And those crowds, they just go off. I mean, you go to a football match in England and it's just a different experience because there's so much crowd involvement, but it's totally organic, spontaneous, and they've got a set number of chants, certain clubs that they do against for their own club, for other clubs, and they're totally made up by the fans. I mean, they're dreamt up around a pint or whatever it might be in the pub, I think, where they've got groups who get together and think, let's do this chant for that guy, use this song or do that one or this nursery rhyme and change the words. And that's how they come about. This isn't a chant yet or a nursery rhyme. That's maybe the next thing they need to introduce some group of creative fans and get some songs going around the crowd. That's always been the dream, but it's never quite happened. And the best we've had is to get this Up the Wars, which it's just absolutely taken off. It's been around for a long time. People used it quite a few years back in, I wouldn't say, common vernacular, but there were certainly little pocket groups that came, or some pocket group that came up with it. And to our best knowledge, we think it emanated from some Otago University students way back.
It's a great catch cry, and we're going to hear it plenty through the year. It was neat to work with Tohu. He's an understated sort of a character. It was his first commentary on Friday night, so a pleasure as a broadcaster to be alongside a guy who's just finding his feet in that aspect of the mahi, but he is very knowledgeable and, he's an understated sort of a man, the way he delivers. But, gee, there's no doubting his experience and his love for the game or for the people who play it. So that was a pleasure. And then to see Roger return yesterday in Christchurch, play big minutes, and again reminded just how good he is. I'm hoping that you spoke with him after the game because it looked to me as though he was really enjoying it. A bit intense because he had big minutes. But yeah, he might have touched the ball more yesterday than he has in his whole rugby career.
I'd say so. And in positions of advantage as well. Rather than just, here, take this, Rog, do what you can. He was given some early ball at times. Other times he came looking, which is always the way he has been, whether he was on the wing or at fullback previously. He's always jumping into dummy half, trying to add some energy. The players always viewed him as being the energizer bunny. In his previous time with the club, nothing changed. He was jumping in and out and about and all over the place. Yesterday, it was a joy to watch, and it was, I think we got a great insight for those who might have doubted it. I must say, I certainly didn't. I just thought, yeah, he's got the makings to do a job in the centres and be quite a danger, because he'll probably see more attacking ball than he would a fullback. And fullback's very much a job of bringing the ball back these days and trying to find a chink in the defence, which isn't very easy. And someone like Charles, obviously, and Roger would do it too, is looming up on that right edge from those sweep moves where he just really worked hard on that chance for an attacking ball, good ball. But I think the thing with Rodri, he's going to be getting some really good ball at times that he can do some things with. And we definitely saw that yesterday. There was an intent to get him the ball. There was desire on his part to have it. And then I think particularly as Webby noted, it was just as ever, and most coaches will be the same, he was more interested in what he brought defensively. And, you know, that's the big call. How's he going to be positionally in reading the game on defence on the centres where it's so much more demanding? But, yeah, there were a couple of really big defensive moments from most notably, obviously, coming across making that cover dump and also scragging one of their players into touch at a critical time. I think, you know, there was just a lot of heart and soul from him, as usual. And, yeah, he was energised afterwards. He loved it. And just great to be back in the crowd. Was just obviously a very learned crowd. The moment he came out of the tunnel and came onto the field for the warm-ups, they were into him, cheering him, spotting him. There was anticipation every time the ball went towards him. He made a little bit of a dent in the attack. The crowd roared. You would have, I guess that came across television pretty well, but the crowd was right behind him every time he got an opportunity. He was the player that most people were watching. There's no question about that.
No question. He was neat too, as was the game. Look, 18-16, bearing in mind 60 minutes with 12, and Zion will learn from that. I don't think there's anything malicious. He's just in the wrong position, but... he'll learn from that. I was really impressed with Lau Dawa and Setu Tu down the right, but they were just a couple of, you know, a myriad of talented youngsters that the club is guiding through. And, you know, judging by what we saw in the availability of talent that's been nurtured by the club through Jersey Flegg and into New South Wales Cup, etc., it looks like we're in for a hell of a season, Richard. And I'm sure you're looking forward to it again. Have you been at the Warriors since they started, mate, or did you start a couple of years after?
No, a little bit after that. This is season number 21 for me. But I was certainly around doing things related to the club in terms of, you know, communications type stuff on a casual contract type basis. But from the start, 2004 I started there in a full time role, and. Yeah, I love the ride. Just love it totally.
Yeah, well, we love having you around too. You're so passionate about the game. Hey, to wrap up, I was looking for a little taonga for our muko who turned 10, loves his footy, and I stumbled across one of those lapel pins. It said Auckland Warriors, and I was wondering, well, how long was it Auckland Warriors? Can you recall, Richard?
Yeah, 95, 6, 7, 8. That was the Auckland Warriors era. And then that was under the Auckland Rugby League's banner. Remember, they owned the club. Ended up being guardians and keepers of it. And then there was some, let's say, some tough times by the end of 98 off the back of Super League. The club was under duress financially. And then Tai Nui.
The story goes on. Sadly, we're out of time.
They supported Graham Lowe and Malcolm Boyle to buy the club, and that's when the Vodafone sponsorship first started, 99.
You're a learned man of the history of the Warriors, and I'm going to put the pin up for sale on eBay, but I'll put a high price on it, $1.5 million. Thanks, thanks, Richard. We'll catch up with you soon. See you, mate.
All right.
Bye-bye now. Thanks for talking with us today.